Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment presents Pit Row with your host Ralph, where we will review the upcoming NASCAR weekend's races and go over the last weekend's races, what happened, what we saw on the tracks, and build towards DFS picks. Let's jump into our latest episode. Down Pit Row, Tiger Bombers, excited to be talking to you once again. And actually putting it on YouTube this time around, trying to reach more of an audience. But here we are again. It's another race weekend. Pit Row coming to you. And we took the week off last week. NASCAR took the week off, but we're back at it. We'll talk at the end about trucks. I did a little truck venturing on DraftKings last week, but we'll talk about how that went. If you're new to the show, welcome. We love first-time offenders. If you are not new to the show, I love a hardhead, love repeat offenders. Guys, this is Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. This is Pit Row. This is one of our podcasts. Tiger Bomb has a bunch of podcasts you might be interested in. If you like daily fantasy sports, you want to specifically be good at it, win money, win leagues, NASCAR, football, baseball. We've even got true crime. There's a little something for everybody over at Tiger Bomb. So, again, welcome if you're new to it. Really quickly, before we review Sonoma and then talk about Nashville, where can you find us? There's a couple of places. www.tigerbombsae.com. That's our really cool website. If you go there, you can actually go and click on pages for each of the podcasts. And guys, Pit Row fans, you'd be happy to know it's been updated. We had the issue where the Pit Row, you could only listen to it, but there's no info on the website. We have our full Pit Row page now, so you guys can go there and listen in all your glory as well and see the other pages too for the Tiger Bomb podcast network. There's also a few other ways. If you like your podcasts on the go, listen, you don't have to do it through YouTube. You don't have to do it through the website. You can do this through Spotify. You can listen through Stitcher, iTunes, iHeartRadio, however you listen to your podcast. Just search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. This will pop up, and then boom, you're on your way. If you want to listen to, or if you want to catch up to us on Facebook, I should say, I mean, you could search for Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment. We have a page there. There's also a Twitter page. You could search and find us there. But those are the ways that you might keep up with us here. And again, this is about tried and true. So NASCAR is our new show. We are learning how to win here. We're growing together. The aim is that I deliver picks week after week that you guys can use to finish in the green on DraftKings, because that's what we do for the other sports, as I said. That's tried and true. We're getting there with this stuff, and it's coming on strong, I got to tell you. We'll talk about last week, and we'll talk about why you got to be listening to these picks moving forward. Again, the reason why I'm doing this is because got to have something they don't want that they don't have, guys. Why, you know, yes, I love baseball and football, but you don't have a lot of people talking NASCAR. There's a gulf of information out there. There's a lot of people with the I thinks and whatever, but we can't really prove it or quantify it or show results week after week. That's what we do here. Learn, scout, win, repeat, period. That's the Tiger Bomb way. So we are applying this to the NASCAR world, and we're going to have a lot of fun with it as we watch the Fords and the Chevys and the Toyotas go round and round. Let's talk about Sonoma, though, before we get into this week. And, you know, road race, one of the few. If they had more races like this, you'd have Mercedes and whoever in NASCAR. Alas, we don't, but we've got to enjoy the road races when we get them, and we're in the thick of these right now. So as we start off with green, Larson jumps on Elliott early for the lead. 25 laps in this first stage, using turn 4A instead of turn 4 today for this configuration with the chute. AJ Allmendinger had to start in the back because of car issues, but already making moves four laps in. Christopher Bell up five spots early, had to start in the rear also. Then we get a caution 10 laps in. Bubba Wallace looks like his car literally just blew. Just such bad luck for this dude. He's driving it so hard every week, and now it's like he's out there landed all on the line trying to get a victory, right? Like he's racing because he understands he's not going to get points, right? So he's being very aggressive trying to get a win if he can. This car looks like it literally blew up 10 laps in. Smoke everywhere by turn 4A. He's done. Green again with 12 to go on the stage. So we got Larson, Elliott, McDowell, Boucher up top, Chris Boucher. Eric Jones spins out on turn two, but we stay green. He's back on course. A lot of people coming to the pit road before the end of stage with three to go. Elliott gave way to Boucher, who is now running second. Larson takes the stage, though, and Logo is second. Been coming on strong as of late. That veteran savvy finally showing for Logano and Penske. Third straight stage win for Larson here at Sonoma. Kyle Quick off pit road, coming green now. Elliott gets the jump on Boucher. So now we've Elliott, Boucher, Chastain, Suarez up front. Chastain spins out with six to go in stage, but he gets it back. Elliott's still running up front. Again, we see Pitts with three to go in stage. Logano stays out to get the stage points. They don't have the greatest car today at this point, so it makes sense to try to get some stage points and live the fight another day. Elliott with pit road issues gets a penalty. Boucher's penalties rescinded. Elliott's back in the back on the restart, but they can't serve the penalty before the stage ends, and so that, you know, just really hurts them in terms of the starting position at the beginning of the next stage. Logano takes stage two. The gamble for the win pays off for him. Now, last stage, 50 to go. Boucher on the restart. He gives way to Suarez. So we have Suarez, McDowell, Harvick, and Boucher up front. Bilicki with the spin out. Clipped Reddick a bit, but we're still green. Boucher's back to second now, bypassing Kevin Harvick, with 40 to go now. Harvick and Boucher come in together at lap 30, trying to get ready for that long haul to the end. Harvick's crew has a bad pit stop. They have to jack the car up twice, 9 seconds in between the two cars off pit road. He's lost a lot of ground at this point. Chastain with issues on pit road as well, with the rear wheel not being on tight. 99 Suarez with a fast stop to make his long haul push. 28 to go with Brad Kay in the lead now. And then we get a big oof. Larson loses a tire and a wheel. So we're under caution now. Big penalties coming for that crew this week. Restart with 23 to go. McDowell fighting for second with Boucher. Great race there. Suarez out front. Loving the fact that they're fighting. Kyle spins out. We're still green. Kyle Busch. Boucher back in front of McDowell now. Harvick running sixth now. Racing very fast laps. He's desperate at this point in the season. Knows he needs a win. Suarez with a sizable lead now. 18 to go. AJ Allmendinger out there without power steering, still running well. You got to be a bad beast to be driving one of these bad boys without power steering. That's crazy. Cindric working hard. He's fifth now, making the pass on Blaney. 10 to go. Suarez has led 39 laps so far. 8 to go. Suarez running well. Chastain now inside the top 10. Both track house cars in top 10 now. 4 to go. And Suarez wins it. Boucher behind him, McDowell, Harvick, Cindric, Blaney, Chastain, Elliott, Byron, and Brad Kay. Great day for Suarez and a great day for Chastain. Racing with some sense. Trackhouse going hard right now. Little bit of a bump from Chase Elliott at the end. I love to see it. Little bit of the little mystery, you know, mist in the eyes there. Seeing all the drivers, you know, show him the love. That's a great part of NASCAR that you don't always hear about. But that was awesome. He gets a little tap-tap from Elliott and a bunch of other guys salute him too. Just a great day for a great driver. I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it. A great guy. Daniel's Amigos were well represented as well in the stands on just a fantastic day. Cannot stress that enough for a great guy. Brad Kay will grab kudos from me for the top 10 finish. Not giving up on Brad, but he drove that car as fast as he could today. Love that race. That was a fantastic race. And now we look forward to the Ally 400. This is the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race this weekend in Nashville. It's the 1.3-mile concrete oval. This is a speedway, but it's got characteristics of a smaller track. I do like the idea that we're going to run with teams again. I talked about this weeks before. This is how we get an edge on DraftKings. Those smaller tracks, more competitive for passing. You don't need to be worried about teammates and stuff. The super speedways, there's an opportunity for things to happen driving. So that's back on this week, right? But this does have a feel of a smaller track. It's a shorter than a normal mile and a half speedway, and it has just 14 degrees of banking. drivers got to remember those braking points. Like when you come into the corner and then you got to rush out of the turn after that. I really feel like this is something built for perhaps the Mustangs, maybe. I think just the way that that car is manufactured. I always remember growing up and loving to compare these two vehicles, talking about a Camaro versus a Mustang, and just understanding the nuances of how you might drive one. And so I'm just saying, for my money's worth, you know, the Camaro tends to have a little bit more control and turn inside. I'm sorry, I like the Camaros more. They have more control and turn inside coming out of the corners. The Mustangs are a little bit more of a pig, guys. Like, that thing is bull power, right? Like, you could, you know, if you don't fishtail it out of it, you could fly. But the thing about the Camaros is I think they'll take more to the turns, allow you to sort of come out of it a little bit more. I mean, it's still aggressive, but not as just wild, I guess, is the it's not really the term I'm looking for, but it's just the aerodynamics of the car. It's built to do like that, but the Mustang is a little bit more of a pig heading into those turns, and so you got to work it a little bit more, I think. So I'm looking to see what those Chevys can do. What else would I want to highlight here? Temperatures. Temperatures are going to be in the high 90s throughout race weekend in Nashville. Sun's going to be blaring down. We got a 10 out of 10 on the UV index, so it's going to be hot. Internal temperatures of the car should be well over 100 degrees. You're going to have to want this one. This is going to be a race of fortitude, basically, on Sunday. Just four spots on the playoff grid now remain open to drivers on points because guys winning the races. And so everything is paramount now. You got to win. Larson's one of your favorites, but don't forget he has this crew chief serving a suspension. Elliott is another Hendrick favorite this weekend. Kyle Busch and Trackhouse also getting some buzz here before Sunday. If we take a look here Friday at the Ally 400 odds via Caesars Sportsbook, Kyle Larson's got the best odds at 9-2. Kyle Busch 7-1. Chastain's got 7-1 odds. Then Chase Elliott 8-1. Danny Hamlin 10-1. Joey Logano 10-1. Ryan Blaney 12-1. Martin Truex got 12-1 odds. William Byron 15-1, and he's probably the one I'm least high on. Tyler Reddick 15-1, Bell 18-1, Bowman 18-1. Everybody else has got longer than 20 odds. The way I think I'm going to attack this is, like I said, using the team. So I'm hoping to go with six lineups. I want to get Hendricks in there. If I leave off Bowman like I want, you can make it work and play Bowman elsewhere just in case. But Trackhouse I want exposure to. Gibbs I want exposure to. And even just maybe trying to mix in some of the other Toyotas, go a factory, right? Penske and Stuart Haas, and then I'll do one mixed lineup. But I'm saying Stuart Haas because Harvick knows the pressure's on. He needs to win. Penske's coming on strong. They've been doing better. I feel like this veteran crew is learning the nuances of the next-gen car, and they're catching up because before it was the younger guys driving the heck out of these cars, getting the advantage. And so Trackhouse should remain strong. These guys are just demons out there. You don't want to see them in the rearview mirror. But that's probably how I'll shake it up. So when I say a mix, I mean I want to fit in your Eric Jones and your Almirola's. But look, it's not paramount. We already see what the top crust is. And you know, above everything else, that Hendricks and Trackhouse is burning it up. You can dabble in some Gibbs and, like I said, these other teams trying to come on. But that's it, baby. Everything else, you know, you can play if you want to, but I don't see a lot of points there. Last thing I'm going to mention is we might have to start attacking trucks because I just threw a little lineup at it last week. Came up like eighth placed in the tournament of 225 people on DraftKings. So pretty good results, four times my money back. We might have to start thinking about that because the sheer volume of people playing these NASCAR contests is not anywhere near baseball, and that's not anywhere near football. Well, if we're winning tournaments in football, we're winning tournaments in baseball, then we can definitely win these tournaments here. So now comes the part of the game where I start to talk to you guys about specifically which contest. Like that 1K donut, 1K to first, that's attainable with what we're doing here. There's a lot of attainable contests. We don't want to go crazy. We got to remember the fantasy bylaws. Like there's certain things. Like we got to be safe about it. we can't really use cash games the way we use in other sports because there's so much variance in NASCAR. Like your guy could get a DNF and mess up your whole lineup. So you can still do 50-50 lineups if you want to, cash game lineups, but you got to do multipliers basically and do it all together. So that's my recommendations for this week. I'm trying to think if I left anything out. I don't think so. And again, we've said where you guys can reach us, www.tigerbombsae.com. Click on the Pit Road page. You see us there, and then you can listen on any app, Tiger Bomb Sports Audio or Entertainment.com. All right, that's it, guys. We'll be right back here next week reviewing this race and getting ready for the next one. Peace. This has been Pit Row. If you'd enjoyed it, drive back through next week. We'll do it again. Another Tiger Bomb Sports Audio Entertainment production.